is scary. Ah, we have one more storyteller tonight. He is the man of the hour, the reason that we're doing this show tonight. Brought a lot of the guests, brought his amazing music, and now he's bringing a story, Mr. Rich Jones.
So, I came up with tonight's theme, Wrong Adventure, based off of a description that my friend Sharif uses to describe any sort of level of just insanity, whether it be, you know, casual fuck shit or just insane fuck shit. But anyways, so my first, I guess, real experience with one of the more bizarre versions of the Wrong Adventure, non-maladies, no one, you know, gets robbed or anything like that, was actually, that's not true in this story. But I didn't really start traveling around the country as a musician or otherwise until about 4 years ago, when I had a friend bring me on tour, and it was an amazing experience. I got to see a bunch of the country, made a bunch of friends, and was feeling very gung-ho about it. And then out of the blue, he moves to Austin and says, "Hey, I have a show in Austin. You should come down and perform with me." And I think, yeah, that sounds great. I'm fucking ready to go. Let's do this. And at the time, I was doing okay in the pocket. You know, I had some bread stacked up, so I was looking at my options. And this is before I found out about a great website, skyscanner.com, which, you know, take care of all your flight needs. But it ended up with me choosing about as poorly as you could consider by booking a 30-hour Greyhound bus to Austin, Texas. Now, the way there is pretty uneventful, save for a weirdo asking me if I got some pills or some weed on me, and I'd reply, "I don't. I had some weed, but that was for me, not for him." It was actually more specifically for my host in Austin, because I was informed, you know, he was putting me up, having never met me, but through friends, I should bring some. Have a great time. The show goes swell. Eat a bunch of food. I'm feeling great. I've taken over Austin, quotes on that, for those listening to this later. And it's time to go home. And I'm thinking, okay, 30 hours. I did it fine. Let's get it going. And pretty uneventful from Austin to Dallas. I get a little food. And then Dallas to Memphis is the next run. And at this point, half of a federal prison has now gotten on the bus with us, along with a man named James from Detroit, who I will, on this ride, convince that, at least I think convince that religion and evolution can coexist. Why am I this person? I don't know. But and then two rows behind me, a gentleman from New England area who very loudly proclaims as soon as he gets in that he has a colostomy bag. So I'm just expecting him to explode at any moment. I'm a little concerned. So we get through and we get to Memphis. It's about midnight, a little bit before midnight, and they have some hot food available. And I'm feeling pretty good. It's like, wow, I did it. This is great. The Greyhound hasn't completely fucked me. Man, that was about to change. In about 5 minutes after we walked through the door and I'm sitting eating food, and they say, "The bus to Chicago has been canceled due to icy road conditions. We'll have more information for you at 8 a.m. And at this point, I just have to sleep in the bus terminal. And I origami myself around a bag, seeing as other passengers who heard it and immediately sprinted to corners where they could just, you know, kind of fortify themselves around their things, someone would take it. And so I'm kind of just, you know, wrapped around, so if anyone tries to take anything, I'll wake up and throttle them. And you know, I actually got some pretty decent hours in, only to be, you know, woke by the fact that Nelson Mandela has died. It's all over the television, and I'm kind of ignoring it because I'm, like, sad and all that. And then ultimately what gets me up is that Bono is being interviewed, and I just get furious. Why the fuck are they talking to this guy? But anyways, finally at 10 a.m., you know, I'm like, you know, kind of groggy, and I'm floor slept, you know, feeling that energetic, and I think it's time to go. So we get on the bus. It takes us 4 hours to go 1 hour out. And the bus pulls over in a town called Blytheville, Arkansas. And we're sitting at this gas station. And I'm talking with this woman who will factor in the next day. Very kind of a church chat style lady. Great snacks, horrible attitude. She's trying to convert me the whole time. And she's kind of my only person to talk to, because the other guy is kind of some kind of shifty character who just at one point says, "Fuck it," and lights a port 100 and proceeds to just make the bus smell like ports, which is fine. But the bus driver finally gets back on and says, "Talk to the depot. We're getting a motel. You have to pick a roommate." Now, there were two buses, ours and another one, caravan style, going to Chicago. And there was a gentleman I'd spoken to, kind of larger guy, kind of looks like Newman but, you know, with a beard and a little taller and not nearly as goofy. His name is Ted. And he says, yeah, you want a room? And I look at the church chat lady, and I don't want a room with this motherfucker. So I say, yeah, Ted, sounds good. So I go and I get some beer, and I have a little bit of weed left. You know, I'm thinking I'm just going to make the best of this. We got Pulp Fiction on the television. We got, you know, it's going to be fine. You know, they fed us Pizza Hut, which is whatever. And Ted goes to take a shower. And then when he gets out, I go to take a shower. And when I come out, he says, hey, trying to get some girls? I was like, what do you mean? I was talking to a couple online. I'm like, oh, like okay, Cupid or something like this. I think this is pre-Tinder. This is 2013. And he says, nah, man. Back pages, man. Prostitutes. And I kind of look at him funny. He's like, yeah, $60 a pop. She's got a friend. We could have a night. And I'm getting very uncomfortable very quickly. And I say to Ted, I'm sorry, man. I'm not going to judge you, but I don't do that. And Ted kind of gives me a look, and it's not like an evil look or anything. He just kind of like, he has to tell me something. He says, Rich, got a level with you. I just got out. And I say, what do you mean, like jail? He's like, yeah. And I was like, what was it over? He's like, a woman. And I'm thinking, well, this is absolutely the last thing that I need to be doing is having a sex-filled orgy with my new ex-con buddy Ted, who's, it was not going to happen. So I had to think quickly in order to get his mind off of things. Like, I had enough weed to roll a joint literally this big. For those listening at home, it was about the size of a thimble. And I think to myself, this guy's got no tolerance. I should be able to, you know, to put him to sleep. You know, this is Operation Tranquilizer in full effect. And Ted and I end up having a pretty okay night. Catch Me If You Can comes on. We're laughing. And we then proceed to have an exchange of candy. Now, being that he was just in the joint and also, you know, potentially is about, at this point, 20 years older than me, his knowledge of candy is shit. So he's got... And his knowledge of snacks is also not to my taste, but you can't say that because, again, I just got this man to not order hookers to our room. So I'll be polite and we'll accept each other's offering. To the table, I brought the, I think it was Sour Patch Gusher combo or whatever. So I brought him into the 20th century. He proceeds to give me hard candy, great. And then, more specifically, a bagged pickle. Which he uses the ice bucket lid to chop, and I can't say no. Again, it's like, you know, extremely disrespectful if I don't take his pickle. And so, you know, I eventually, you know, we're kind of goofing, and then he emerges from the bathroom with a ski mask on, pretending to rob me, and I freak out for a hot second. He's like, no, I'm just fucking with you. So we get through the night. One eye open, we get on the bus, and it's time to go home, and it's just at this point I'm just really not feeling great. I thought that might have been the weirdest thing that happened while we were there. I noted while getting on the bus that some of the other dudes from the bus really smelled like weed. And it smelled like good weed. And I was like, damn. And I wish I'd have known they had the pack. That would have been cool to hang out with them instead. Well, I got to talk to one of those guys in Carbondale. We had 30 minutes to eat and you know, kind of do whatever. And this is the last session. I'm thinking, fuck food. I'm going to have the tallest whiskey I've had in a while, and I see an Applebee's, and it wasn't a Mirage, it was an Applebee's, and I run, and me and this guy goes with me, and he's like, yeah, man, I didn't have a roommate last night. I say, oh, man, that's really awesome, like, what did you do? He's like, oh, man, we picked up a white bitch at the gas station, ran a train on her ass. And I was like, excuse me, like, did you pay for that? He's like, yeah, we did, $20 a head. I'm like, oh, that's crazy. He's like, yeah, and I robbed a drug dealer too. And apparently the Shell station next to this, to the Deerfield Inn in Blythe, Arkansas, is the hottest gas station in the world. You know, and this, I guess some guy had offered to sell them some weed, and they said, oh, the money's at the hotel, and then they just didn't come back with the money. So this guy had a great night, and on top of that, he decides to throw in, and I had some Purple Monkey ecstasy pills as well. So this guy had the craziest of adventures at this. Meanwhile, I'm just avoiding, you know, having my asshole ravaged by Ted, you know, which was successful. But it all culminates with kind of an anti-catharsis moment. Hour 60 now. Remember, it's supposed to be 30 hours. We've absolutely doubled the time. 60 hours. I'm back at my parents' house in Old Irving Park. And I'm petting the dog, and I'm just thinking, how did I even get back to this place of familiarity and warmth and comfort and people not trying to do awful things to each other? So considering that that was so early on and that was one of the most wrong adventures I ever had, and I made it and here we are, I'm very grateful to still be here, and there were many more to be had. And to all your wrong adventures, you know, sometimes you just kind of got to roll with it and hope for the best. So there you go.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Good job, everybody. Give it up, guys.